Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, I can't miss it. No matter what, no matter how tired. No, it ain't. There's a wheel piece of wind's goddamn it. Hey, that makes sense. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 18th day of October, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you would like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 2200-29 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 70 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's been colder than hell in the mornings, but we've had nice warm afternoons. I call it a beautiful fall if I could actually go out and be a part of it, but yeah, it's fall, headed for winter. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into. Trump vows to send military to close southern border to block migrants, and we'll do that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Trump vows to send military close southern border to block migrants. You know, all this time we've been distracted. There's been no broadcast or anything. There's a reason for everything, people. It's just vote. I mean, they know that the people have figured out that Trump is just another international communist playing it from a different angle. But they have to have that goddamn consent, or what they're calling consent, because I don't even call it consent. It is not. They have not the consent of one American national. And I'll tell you why. Because when you go sign up for those voters' rolls, if you got a voter's registration card in your pocket, pull it out and look at it. It's written in all caps. All you have the right to do is sign for your straw man corporation to give the corporate consent to the United States corporation. And that's all you're doing. If you claim you're a free man, or you claim free national, if you claim yourself free at all, and you're voting, you're fucking not. And all you're doing is aiding the corporation through accepting the straw man corporation that you are not, but that does make you corporate property. So go with that, traders. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. See, now, man, they're desperate. Now, I mean, you know, every one of them is going to be removed. Day one, I'm signing DACA. Remember, I can look them back up and. You know, from when we had the computer go down, and I can put them back up there so that people like Charlie doesn't like to hear the bastard's voice will have to hear it again. the dirty fucking lie that was told. The lie that let this sham go through and put that shyster, that carnival barker, that con man, to be the head CEO for the corporate United States. But like I said, here again, you know, coming right up to the end of it here, so they're going to try and throw this in there. I mean, and remember, this has all been said before. And you think they're going to interrupt their goddamn flow of the mammon? You're clear out of your frickin' minds. Another migrant caravan, in quotation marks, has swelled to more than 4,000 hopeful, quote, asylum seekers marching toward the United States southern border, recently prompting the Mexican government to dispatch 500 additional border guards to its border with Guatemala. President Trump threatened to send in the military and close the U.S. southern border with Mexico in a tweet. Oh, I guess that's official documents now. Thursday morning, after threatening to withhold aid from Honduras earlier in the week. He did that last time. He threatened, didn't he? Did he do it? Of course he didn't do it. They need you to go out and be the corporate straw man and keep that goddamn the fraud, keep it going a little while longer. There's still a lot to be stolen from our country, and we'll go into more of that later. After bashing Democrats for pushing for, quote, open borders in Honduras and Guatemala for having, quote, almost no control over their populations, Trump demanded that Mexico, quote, stop this onslaught at the country's border with the U.S. If they fail, Trump threatened, in addition to stopping all payments to those countries, you know, you betcha, call up the military and close our southern borders. Coming up on an election here, boy, it's time for throw the big fucking lies out there, ain't it? But not to mention, it don't fucking matter. We're completely invaded. I mean, they brought the number clear up to 22 million because 11 million became so goddamn ridiculous that they couldn't be born anymore. Oh, all of a sudden it just doubled overnight. Well, somebody looked around and looks like there's twice as many. No, hell no. 60 to 100 million people. And this is not just from the southern, South and Central America and Mexico. This is from goddamn China. This is from India. This is from all around the goddamn world. The new caravan, which began in the Honduran city of San Pedro Sula with 150 migrants, has swelled in size. It's the second caravan from Honduras this year. Trump added that the insult on our country, including the criminal elements and drugs pouring in, see, because this is where he'll demur from we're getting the bad dudes. We're getting the bad dudes. They're pouring across this fucking border like they have since before Obama, right down the goddamn line. Nothing has changed, and every one of you knows it. So you go out there, you make sure you get your straw man's vote in. You make sure you get that corporation that owns you and controls and took your inheritance as an American national away from you. Make sure you go in and you get that vote in for it. Make sure you do it, traitors. It is far more important as president than trade for the USMCA, that's US Canada, NAFTA 2. And NAFTA 2, I mean, when they laid out NAFTA, you remember they said it was going to be NAFTA 1, there was going to be NAFTA 2, and it was going to be NAFTA 3. And we've got NAFTA 2, but we went and got them, and it's just the same fucking carnival, lying, con man bullshit. Adding, hopefully, Mexico will stop this onslaught. Hopefully, Mexico will stop this onslaught before declaring it's all Democrats' fault for weak laws. Well, what's it matter if they do this or not? You're going to fucking shut the border down, right? You are going to send those troops down there and completely shut that fucking border down, right? I'll shut the border down. I'm going to throw every one of them out. I'm going to sign DACA on the first day. This is to draw the people, I mean, to say, you know, that if you let them Democrats get in, the borders are going to be wide open. They're pouring across. The borders are wide open. They are pouring across. And you're doing the same thing Obama did. We're getting the bad guys, but no, they're all bad guys. They're all breaking our laws coming into our fucking country. You are handing our country over to these son of a bitches, and we know it. It probably goes without saying that closing the southern border would be incredibly disruptive to trade between the U.S. and Mexico, in addition to angering the most willing partner in the newly forged U.S.-MCA trade agreement. Well, we talked about this trade agreement where we went down to Mexico and he made he didn't want to call it NAFTA because it was supposed to be NAFTA too. But, in NAFTA too, now he's down there bargaining for us, right? He sent people to bargain for us. That goddamn wall that was promised, the big wall all the way down the fucking border, not just this little fencing here and the cameras here, like the same bait and switch they've used each time. That wall, Mexico did agree they're going to pay for that fucking wall as a part of that agreement, right? Oh no, you American people. Whatever phony apparatus they put up there to pretend there's a goddamn wall. Because you can ask the people that are down there in Arizona, they're pouring across like they've never poured across. Whatever phony apparatus that they can get a few billion more dollars to give to Jewish contractors who are gonna aid in the invasion of your country. Well, that's what you're gonna see out of that son of a bitch. And more important to me, to stop the onslaught by blaming Democrats' fault for weak laws. No. Yeah, you all shit through the same hall. You're all the same people, and you all want the motherfuckers in here because you all want slave labor. We talked about it before. Talking about $16 an hour. And we broke it down to what $16 an hour really is because we do run on the petrodollar. I talked about when Laura and I first started out, when we first got married, minimum wage was $3.05 a gallon. It was $3.05 an hour. Gas was 60 cents a gallon. And so you get about 5 gallons of gas. Now this big 16, and that's what they're bragging, all these jobs. We got $16 an hour jobs out there. Yeah, those fucking $16 an hour jobs won't buy as much gas as that $3.05, which was minimum starting. That's what a kid got starting out at working in a goddamn restaurant or something. Okay. It's all a con. It's all a lie. The whole motherfucking thing is a sham. It will continue to be a sham and it will get worse on each and every one of you. And what you need to do is you need to go sign those voter rolls. So you can go down and you think you're, goddamn, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to write my name in upper and lower case. Like I would write my name on any document I signed. Go look at everything you got from your checkbook to your driver's license to all this shit and see how your name came out when it came out on that document. Oh, all in caps. But that ain't the name I put down there. That's like IBM. That is a corporate logo. Okay. So you go and you vote for your corporate logo and you go ahead and you give more consent for more of this shit. You treasonous sons of bitches because everybody's going to be held accountable for what they did. This fight is inevitable at this point in the ball game. And we're going to whoop their ass. There ain't no two ways about it. We outnumber them and there's enough people out here with enough balls that never get seen, but they will not put the cameras on that are going to fight them. And the rest of you son of a bitches that just went along to get along or to save whatever you compiled through cooperation with this illegal occupation, well, you're going to lose everything. Your fucking ass is going to get booted or hung. That's just how it's going to work. So you might as well get used to the idea. It probably goes without saying that closing the southern border would be incredibly disruptive to trade between the U.S. and Mexico. It ain't going to happen. In addition to angering the most, see, when they go to do it, it ain't going to be about Mexico or U.S. It'll be right here. It'll be these goddamn, admiralty courts, these administrative admiralty courts. I'll tell them, you can't do that. You can't do that. Because we rule under administrative admiralty. This is about money. This is about maritime. This is about international trade. This is about anything but the goddamn safety and security and the god of our sovereign borders. And they'll just say you can't. And Trump, he'll go, man, you got to vote in more next time. Next election, you got to vote in more Republicans. Which side am I on today? Oh, I have Republicans. Yeah. Same shit, different day. It's to get you to go and vote your straw man. Because you are not voting for as an American national. You can't. You can't. You can't get in their goddamn corporate election without becoming the straw man corporation but through the voter rolls. Got it? When you go cast that vote, you're casting a vote for your straw man corporation to give consent to the goddamn tyranny that is being inflicted upon the free people of this country, and you are a fucking traitor to the, but beyond belief. If you don't believe me, go look it up. In addition to arguing the most willing partner in the newly forged USMCA, well, I guess they would be willing. You didn't tell them they had to pay for that fucking wall, did you? That wasn't a part of your trade deal, was it? Remember that? People, oh, we'll cut off the remittances. You know, the money that supports most of Mexico coming out of the United States, where they're coming here and working jobs cheaper than Americans can, because Americans, see, their corporations, their corporate straw men, they have to pay taxes. They have to pay insurance. They have to pay goddamn retirement. They have to pay, and Social Security, all this bullshit. These guys, they just come. We just want workers to come in and get the work done, to take the resources, manufacture, and we get all the money. The American people get it up the ass, and then we send them. We're going to send them back, sure, and replace them with some more fucking slave labor. You know, we talked about the fact that on what they're calling the Civil War. But what the true, you know, the true purpose? You had the guy from the North. I mean, this is how they it's fucking stupid. Our people have been this stupid in the fucking past, not being able to see that, because it takes a long while for, and something like the internet, for people to wake up to the fact that these son of a bitches think that you're their property. They always have thought that you are their property. They put that Bill of Rights, attached it to the Articles of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, for one fucking reason and one reason only. Because if they didn't, those people who had just fought that goddamn war were going to come to Philadelphia and kill them. Okay? So they put it in there, and then they let a generation go by, and they started eating away at it, to the point now, well, they've declared injunctions. The ninth article says they can create no power to touch it, but they've created injunctions. They've wrote it down on a piece of paper. They call it acts. They have acted to the point to where I can hold the Bill of Rights up in your fucking face and say asset forfeiture. No conviction, no charge. They can take your property. Does it jive? Does it jive? Can it be? The Bill of Rights is ratified law. It is absolute goddamn law, and it is in the essence of each one. It tells you, you're born with it. It's like your heart, your lungs, you are born with it. They can't take it away. They can take, they took away the common law courts, sure as hell, under a fraud. Under a violation of the ninth article, but they cannot take it away. They cannot take your rights away from you as a being. There's only one way to do that, and that's to kill you. And that's what they intend to fucking do. So go out and keep this thing. I mean, keep acquiescing. Go vote for your straw man, because that is what you are doing. And that should be the message out there to everybody. When you go vote, you're not voting for you. Write their name down for them and say, that's not who's going to get a vote here. It's the straw man corporation that's already stolen your part of this country and handed it over to the United States corporation. And they've taken control of your goddamn wealth as a goddamn American national. You don't even own the clothes on your back. You don't own nothing. You don't own your car. You keep thinking you do. And keep looking at those capital letters of that corporation that owns it. That's owned by the federal corporation. Keep telling me about it. Then again, Trump is probably hoping that his staunch immigration stance, go out and vote. Go vote. We're going to get, I'm going to really do it this time. You know, remember the last, we watched them come all the way up from Honduras and up through Mexico and come up and they gave them their goodies and brought them right in. It hasn't slowed down one fucking bit, and there is no intent for it to. Remove your consent for, not just, by unregistering to vote, you remove, not only remove your consent for the straw man to be voting, but you remove any consent even from the straw man corporation, because all this government breaks down to, and it's supposed to be a government by a consent of the people. It is a government. It is a corporation with the consent of the corporations. Because that's who votes, the corporation, not you. Look, go look at it. Anyways, is probably hoping for his staunch immigration stance will help in galvanize his supporters to, I'm going to read this real slow. Then again, Trump is probably, this campaign rhetoric, you see? We're going to throw him out of here and we're going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it and all this shit that he, then again, Trump is probably hoping that his staunch immigration stance, his new con, I mean, that they're going to buy the same con in a different wording stance will help galvanize his supporters to vote. Go out and vote, straw man. In the midterms, as reports about another migrant caravan have brought the immigration debate back to the forefront of the U.S. political debate. And I'm guarantee you who put this shit together. Do you think we have the memory span of a head of cabbage? They set up a fucking offices down in Honduras, don't you remember? For them to get these poor refugees down there who just want a better life and to kill your ass and take everything you got. Hey, there's offices set up there you're paying for to put this shit together. So we need a caravan to come down. It's just before the election to get everybody. I said, I'm going to stop it. You go and vote for Republicans. You get the Republicans in there. It's like the midterms Obama's midterms before Obama was the last federal big corporate election. And, came out and you get all these, we get control of the Senate. We can impeach Obama and stop all these evil criminal acts and we're going to do it. And you went and vote and everybody went, okay. And they're voted their straw man for that corporation. And as soon as it was all done, and goddamn, let's see, DACA was funded. Visas. I've got a ton more visas for more to come in to take more of the American jobs. And they just went on ahead with business as usual, didn't they? This is just the bullshit they throw out before you make your straw man vote. Got it? So go out there and do it. Go out there and betray your country. Go out there and be a good corporate straw man, because that's all in the fuck you are if you go vote. You are accepting a corporate straw man. You're accepting that somebody owns you. You're not worth the powder it takes to blow your fucking brains out. Period. As reports about another migrant caravan have brought the immigration debate back to the forefront of the U.S. political debate. Oh, political debate. My ass. Con. This is why they don't want us on the air. Because, this is the truth. You can go look it up. Since 1933, when they started the straw man, making the straw man corporations, that's the only people that have voted in these goddamn corporate elections since the corporate takeover. No free American individual has voted in shit. You can't, because you go look at the paperwork. It's the straw man you're voting for. You're signing as the endorsee for the straw man. That's all in the fuck you're doing. Trump's allies with body choppers, death squads, and child killers, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, and Israel. This from Global Research, sent in by KD4 Discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreports.com. And this is clear, full of truths. But this is the other side. This is the other side. You got to get out and vote. You got to stop Trump. What is lost? What is lost in the interpretation is vote. You got to get out there. So if nobody fucking showed up, man. Don had mentioned before, if they just had one person show up, they go, no, they couldn't do that. And we all know that. When you go and you get rid of that goddamn voters registration for your straw man by unregistering to vote, it tells them that you're not playing the fucking game anymore. The talking part's over. And if maybe the talking part ain't over for a lot of them, because, it's just like the libertarian movement, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, those fucking traitors. They're not. I mean, do you think that Ron Paul doesn't know that this country was subverted back in 1871 when it, with the Washington D.C. Act, or you know, District of Columbia Act, that it wasn't turned into a corporation? You think he doesn't know that? Do you think he doesn't know that it is the straw man vote that is the vote in this goddamn country? Do you think that none of them know it? Thing is, they do not want rid of this goddamn, this United States and corporation. Because they have gained wealth in it, they've gained power in it over their fellow American nationals that would not exist without it. With the Bill of Rights in place, even under the original Constitution, that power wouldn't exist. They couldn't do their good old boy deals where, oh God, you, three guys got the leases to $1 trillion worth of oil that belongs to everybody for $50,000. Well, man, ain't they lucky? When you get a whole quarter, a whole shiny quarter for you. We own the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth, and we live like fucking animals. Because that's what they see us as animals. They think us too stupid to figure out the most, I mean, this con has been going on how long? A lot of people have figured it out, but there was never the internet to get it out there far enough till it could cause them real fucking problems, but it's here now. And I don't even know how far I want to go into this goddamn article because, like I said, well, let's go into it a little ways. We got a minute here. This is from Global Research. It was sent in by Katie for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. President Trump's intimate ties with the world's most unsavory regimes flows from several strategic interests. In the case of Saudi Arabia, it includes military bases, the financing of international mercenaries and terrorists, multi-billion-dollar arms sales, oil profits, and covert alliances with Israel against Iran, Syria, and Yemen. Well, of course it does. This isn't about a bastion of freedom, what this country was supposed to be. And again, I make the point. You know, they say our generation didn't reproduce our numbers. That means there should be a whole lot more for a whole lot less of us. And we shouldn't have to be taking our resources out and cashing them out as fast as we can. Why would we? We would all have a plenty. With plenty to spare when we do have children, and this because it belongs to us and it will belong to them. It always has belonged to us. We're the ones that fought and fucking took it. A handful of shysters back in 1776 hijacked it for goddamn sure. And when the king's charter was surrendered, it was sure enough surrendered to an illegitimate government. It was fucking illegitimate because you can't form a government in the middle of an uprising. And call it the government and, you know, well, we're going to form this other. These people are already fighting. It's just like now. These people are already fighting and they want to come in and they want to hijack it. That's all they've ever been good at. They got no fucking balls. They got no fucking spines. They've never fought their own fights in their whole lives. They fucking slap like girls. And we keep falling for it. You're voting straw man. I mean, that's quite a revelation to me. And I think it should be shouted to everybody. Go, well, look at the, if you got to vote, I don't know, in this state here, it's so fucking fraudulent, it don't even fucking matter with the secret envelope bullshit. But if you do got one, get out and look at it and see if your name's right. Or if it's spelled in all uppercase and then it's the corporation. Because I looked at a few online and they were. That being said, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door. Uh-huh. All righty. Now, we got down to, you know, the fact that, yeah, of course, this is all just goddamn international corporate mafia, murder, extortion, rape, fucking you name the crime, genocide. This is what it's about. The whole goddamn thing. All of it. It's a world government. This is what they want for the world. Not just for you. Not just for me. For the whole goddamn world. And there was other articles and we haven't got to get to yet. Like I said, they've been trying to keep us off base here. So I'm going to skip that one. That's enough of that one. USI's West Coast military bases for coal gas exports to Asia. Like I said, there's less of us, theoretically, there are less American nationals. I mean, because we didn't reproduce. We've just got our same numbers. And as the goddamn resources, our resources have been being taken out of the ground, chopped down, what might have you, and are being manufactured. And we keep having less and less. And we see the construction across this country just going like a son of a bitch. It's to the point to where an American national can't even buy a home, can't have a home. But who are they building all of this for? That's right, the recolonization forces. That's who they're building it for. The nice places are for the ones coming from China, through NAFTA, CAFTA, and GATT, all over. We paid to have our manufacturing moved to China, in that communist country, you know, with that good old communism, where to each his ability, to each his need. There are billionaires coming and they want to own lakes and shit, just like in Rome. And there is no, if we haven't reproduced our numbers, why do we need more housing? I mean, I guess you'd have to replace some that got too old. That would be the, all there was, wouldn't it? And so what if we have this mountain of resources that just isn't being tapped? Getting a lot of money in the bank? We just, it just has to be everything that oil has to get it. We have to get it out of the ground as quick as we can and get it sold. We're not getting nothing out of it, people. The big corp is getting it. And the big corp says what the little straw man corp, you know, the portions of it, it belongs to the people. And they've taken it from us without the due process of the law, but then they wrote our goddamn Bill of Rights off a whole long time ago, back in 1868 with the writing of the 14th Amendment. Now, didn't they? If we had back what has been stolen from us since that day, I mean, we could let our research, our trees could grow to goddamn to huge like they used to be before the third chopping down of our trees. I mean, everything could replenish itself. Why would you, if you say you owned a huge piece of property and you had like trees on it and you had maybe some, you had a little gold mine and stuff going, And you got, you know, you're getting out in plenty and you're living really pretty good. Why would you invite somebody else in to come in and take your resources in for them? Why would you do it? Because what they're telling us here is that we are a human resource. We are property. And that all of this is theirs and they're going to take it from us. And hey, either we're going to stand up like we got like some cojones, like those men, like, again, back to Lexington Green. Facing a fucking regiment of redcoats, the most powerful army on the fucking planet. Just men. And they pulled the fucking trigger. Because they would not become property. They understood what it means. They understood that, I mean, they could look back to the worst case scenario like I always talk about with the Massa. You know, the Massa, man, that little Thelma down boy, she's 11 now? She's developed pretty quickly there. She's a nice, oh God, she's shaped right out. Oh my goodness, ooh. Overseer. I'm going down to little Thelma, bring her up to the big house tonight. She's going to be working in the big house. She's going to be working for me, personally. And then you have, and they let them, I mean, will it come to the point that the cowardice will, you just let them take your children? Well, we've seen it. We've seen it across this nation. We've seen people let their children be beaten, let their children be killed, let their children be raped. I'll sue you. I'll get a lawyer and my straw man corporation will sue you. You better wake up, people. The Trump administration is considering using West Coast military bases or other federal properties as transit points for the shipment of U.S. coal and natural gas to Asia. Get it out of here as quick as you can. The people are figuring it out. That's what this is all about. I mean, like I said, why would we, if we're the richest nation on planet Earth, we get rid of everybody that isn't supposed to be here, that came here as an act of fraud in the first place, we're rich. I mean, that's why the idiots went out and fell for the Trump scam. If we just got rid of the fucking people that ain't supposed to be here, we would feel filthy rich already. But what if we stopped the goddamn theft of our resources and returned and demanded the return of the stolen wealth that has been taken from us? My God. We'd be buried in wealth. I mean, I myself, I've never been a really materialistic person. You can only build up so much wealth till you can buy whatever your heart desires. And once that void is filled, whatever that void might be, that's when it turns into pure evil. Because the next thing you want is you start wanting things that are forbidden. You start wanting that little 11-year-old. You start wanting to own people. You start wanting to feel like a god. You see what I mean? Shipments of coal and gas to Asia as officials seek to bolster the domestic energy industry. And what is the domestic energy industry? It's a handful of good old boys from the Masonic Dirty Church cabal and the International Communist cabal. Taking the goddamn resources of our country that belong to all of us and they give them, who gets the money? The state, you know, the corporate state and then the corporate federal government. That's who, the corporation gets it. And whoever are the shareholders in that, which are the international elite, they get it. Of course they want every goddamn thing out of this country, and they, even us. I mean, if they could sell us on the goddamn slave block for bucks, they'd if, hell, they part people out in China and sell their goddamn organ for being political organs for being political dissidents. You think they wouldn't do it here? You know why they have it done in here already? Because we have the largest armed force on planet Earth. We're letting this shit happen. You know what a fucking gun is? It is fucking worthless if there isn't a man standing behind it to pull the trigger. That's the problem I think we have here. The proposal would advance the administration's agenda of establishing American, quote, energy dominance. What is energy dominance? It's milking all the resources out of your country and getting them sold. Just like in these other countries, like in the Middle East, where the wealth is not going to the people who own the people are subjects. They're subjects of the crown. This is a monarchy. Again, Corky was talking about that this morning. It is a corporate monarchy. And the fact that, it hit home. He's right. People it has reached the point in the land of the free and the home of the what? The home of the what? The home of the brave, where people fear invoking their rights under the Bill of Rights. They fear it. They're afraid they'll be punished. My God, the people that stood on Lexington Green, they hadn't even, they established, they stood right there and said, they didn't even have a Bill of Rights. Well, they had their rights from the colonies, rights under as British citizens of the crown, but they sure as hell didn't have the freeman rights that they stood on that green. I mean, just think about it. There was a small group of them in the regiment. I mean, it's like I talk about, 200 of them coming at you in a helicopter. I mean, but still, what did they pulled the fucking trigger. They said, no, better dead. Better to die on your goddamn feet than live on your knees as a slave, as somebody's property. And that's where this is all headed. Nobody can argue that. It is prima facie. It is in your face. But yet, man, how many are you going to go out and vote for your straw man? Who's going to go sign the paperwork for the straw man to give acquiescence to this horse shit for the majority of the people when you're just a goddamn small minority of ignorant fools or willing participants? That's all that's left. Agenda, energy, dominance, really. On the world stage and underscores a willingness to intervene in markets to make that happen. It's tantamount to an end run around West Coast officials who have rejected private sector effort to build new coal ports in their states. Why do we want to get rid of all of our coal? Like I said, you throw everybody out of here. And I mean, just that's sucking off on us. And I'm telling you, I say it's 100 million. And that's why people went for the Trump thing. Man, they looked around him and said, man, if those son of a bitches were gone, even people who should have known better, but it's just the fact that they're gone and then there's just us. There's got to be more for just us, right? The people who own the goddamn real estate. That federal corporation, the United States Federal Corporation, is a fucking fraud. It's been a fraud since its inception, and it has robbed the American nationals of their wealth since day one, and of their rights, and has inflicted tyranny beyond fucking belief, beyond what the true founders of this country would have ever endured. And these son of a bitches make the King George look like a choir boy. So you're gonna go? I mean, this needs to be spread. You're gonna go vote your straw man? Like, go look at your name on the voter registration rolls. It's gonna be in all upper caps. It's your straw man. It's a corporation. It's not you. It's not a human being. You, as a human being, are signing over your goddamn wealth to this corporation that they've taken control of, that they own. Hence, they own you. In an interview with the Associated Press, Zinc cast the proposal as a matter of a national security to ensure U.S. allies have access to affordable fuels. Horse shit. This is to pump the resources out of this country. And who does the money come to? Who does the wealth go to? I'm telling you, people, if all the resources have been taken from us in the last 100 years, we would just like be stop. I've got, I mean, I'm good. I'm good to go, man. Leave it in the ground. Leave it growing. Leave it alone. Leave it. The next generations are going to want to have a life too. And they're American nationals and it belongs to them. You would have said stop a long time ago. Any human being would have. You get one of these maniacal, like these son of a bitches that committed the original fraud, these international sick pedophilic freaks. Like I said, you know, we talked about their mountain of gold. There'll never be enough. Just look, stand there and look at it. Look at the mountain of gold, or have your slave carry you over there. One of them things like the Egyptians used to carry the queen or the king carry you over there. So you can just look at that big pile of gold. Look at all the slaves you own, all the people you own. And it's whatever kind of sick fucking thrill it gives you. The people who are wanting to come in here and take your resources are already so fucking filthy rich that they own goddamn the equivalents of countries. And you look at people like Zuckerberg. You know, Zuckerberg, he could fucking take goddamn people's personal information that was supposed to, so they were, it's going to be protected. We told you so because we wrote it down on this piece of paper and we signed it and we put it in your corporate. We can do anything with your corporation we want to because it's a corporation within our corporation. So why can't if my shit is stolen, or if my shit's taken down by Google or what might have you, why can't I go after that son of a bitch? Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because a part of the goddamn illegal take over this country involved removing the common law court. When they removed the common law courts and the common law, they're telling you, you're not the authority in this country, people. You are property now. We've declared you property. And we now, but at this point, they have standing armies of private corporate armies armed to enforce their will upon the American nationals. And that's a fact. Incomplete violation. The thing what you got to remember is that goddamn Bill of Rights, just like that Constitution, it went from the state to state. It was ratified. The goddamn Bill of Rights is as absolute law as the Constitution ever was. In fact, it's more because it's the people. It declares the people superior in authority. It declares the ownership of the real estate known as the United States of America to be belonging to the people. As individuals. And if you take something from an individual under the Bill of Rights, you have to do it through the common law courts and the common law jurisdiction. So that's the first fucking thing that had to go in this plan to subvert the original Constitution and remove the Bill of Rights. There's only one way to see the Bill of Rights. That's one thing that was really is the most righteous part of it. It's not just a piece of paper. You are born with those rights, like you're born with a heart, like you're born with lungs. It is a part of your being, the jurisdiction that is the Bill of Rights. The superior jurisdiction is a part of your being. Take away the court, it's still a part of my, the jurisdiction does not cease to exist because you give me the peaceful, you take away the peaceful way for me to exercise that jurisdiction. You leave me with the second article. And I'll enforce those goddamn rights just like my grandfathers did. I will shoot your fucking ass. You're not going to enslave me. I will kill you first. I will kill you. I'll drive you out of my country. And like I said, once we're back in control, they play these games like, oh, we got to be fearful of this. They might get us here. They might get us there. So we got to make these deals here and this deal here. It's all fucking bullshit. If you control the means to destroy the whole fucking planet, you can say, I mean, think about it. You can say, leave me alone or push the fucking button. Because I've already decided I would rather be dead than be your slave. Do you see? And I'll take you with me, you son of a bitch. I promise you, with this fucking button, I will take every one of you with me. It's all been such a con for so long. It's just, it's mind-boggling. But the answer is simple. Each individual, freeman, sovereign, with that Bill of Rights has to enforce it. You have to enforce it yourself. It ain't no good, ain't no goddamn corporate lawyer defending a straw man corporation in your name gonna get you justice and get you your rights. You're gonna have to get them the old Irish way, the way that the goddamn guys at Lexington and Concord got them. You gotta have to fucking pull a trigger. You're gonna have to put your life on the line. If you die, you die knowing that you fucking, fought son, and killed some son of a bitch trying to enslave you and your children and your prodigy into eternity. Somebody who would want the authority to come in and take your children away from you. Do anything they fucking want to you. Without consequence. There's gonna be consequence. We've come to the point where there has to be consequence. It's beyond endurance. It's unclear which sites are under consideration other than one in Alaska. Experts said the possibilities are constrained by the need for a deep water port. So they're going to the point of, taking the military ports that you pay, that they force you to pay to build for a military that's not even fucking supposed to exist. And to get it out of here, that's what you want to do, people. There are people like that, I know. They get money. If they, they get a fistful of money, they have to spend it. They have to get rid of it. But that's not us. We're not saying we want to get rid of, we just want that goddamn oil and we want that coal. We want all this shit out of our country. We just need to get it out of here to make so that we can make the United States corporation that has enslaved us more powerful and stronger, just like Trump promised you, and bigger than it's ever been. More power. Maybe they'll finally get the power where they can commit their fucking pedophilia in public and make you watch as they do, like they did at Abu Ghraib. Make you watch as they fucking rape your children in front of you. That would be, hey man, wouldn't that be a charge of gas? Wouldn't that be exciting for them? This is the sickos we are dealing with. And the first thing you gotta do is say no. And that for an unregistered to vote. If you couldn't understand me before when I told you this, I tell you right now, when you vote, you're not voting for as a human being. You are voting as a straw man corporation, which represents what they've stolen from you. And you're okay in it. As individuals, you're okay in the straw man theft of your nation, of your children's inheritance, of your own inheritance, of your grandfather's inheritance, because that's when the shit began, wasn't it? Your great grandfather's inheritance. All of it. You're getting down there, God, I'm so goddamn, I'm important. I vote. I signed my name down here for the Straw Man Corporation. How do you like it, guys? You are traitors extraordinaire if you fucking participate in this. And they're going to keep coming at us harder and harder the more we pound this. And this is what needs to be pounded right now. Remove the consent. Remove the straw man at least from the vote. Because you can't turn around and take that back. You done it. When all of you that went out and fell for the last lies that fucking carnival barker gave you, you did it. You did it to yourselves. You did it to all of us. You went along with the goddamn usurpation, the takeover of your country it's been going on. I mean, the first time it happened actually was with Lincoln, when he declared martial law. Zero authority. In direct violation of the 9th article. You can't touch the fucking people, you son of a bitch. You're our bitch. We're not your bitch. You're our bitch. That's what it was sold to us for, wasn't it? And it was sold to us with, we need this bitch over here in case somebody tries to take these rights away from us so we can all congregate and form armies and for organization to defend our freedoms and liberties. And who took them from you? That very same fucking body of people. The aristocrats. What we're looking at now, this corporate, U.S. corporation, is what the goddamn aristocrats wanted in the beginning. They're sitting there among themselves talking about just like when the British guy on, Braveheart tell me more about Ohio. These are the people you're dealing with. And that's what they want. They wanted what they have right now from the fucking beginning. Them the rulers, and they'll tell you, they're coming right out in your face and tell you, there's a ruling class. That must mean there is a class that is ruled. And if you are ruled, you are subject. Hence, a subject, it does what they're told. They have no free rights. They cannot hold property. They cannot hold any right. You're a subject. And they named you a subject in it. And you still fucking went for it. But now it's all figured out. It's laid out for you how they did it and what they did. Now the question is, there's the plenty of guns. There's the plenty of guns. Enough guns to arm the biggest army to ever exist on this planet. But is there any goddamn men to shoot them? That's all we're looking to see. That's what the final test will be. Will the men step up and take hold of them guns and operate them? Will they use the tool to remove the problem? And we're at the point where we're past the point where this should have happened, people. This should have happened a whole long time ago. And every day since the discovery, you can go back to Major Jordan. He went across the country and told you that they just fucking turned, the nuclear shit over to the Russians. They created an enemy that could equally destroy you, the planet. They created it so that you would have an adversary, so that they could take your wealth in the guise of defending you from the enemy that they created, and then turn the same technology on them, so we could just keep on going, so you could never have nothing, so that you would get used to the idea of being poor. And even the people that are living, that think they're living the upper middle class, you're fucking poor for this country, okay? You're poor. There are Chinamen are coming in that have taken the resources that belong to you, that were handed over, like they're going to be handed over, right through our goddamn military ports that you built, to take them over there to make more zillionaires there so they can come over here. The thing is to remove the American national. Because by the ratified law of this country, what they have done is theft and fraud. They can be prosecuted. They can be executed. And the wealth has to be returned. And we have the means through a nuclear arsenal to demand, like I've said it before, put me on the fucking button. I'll call them up. New Zealand, how much of our goddamn, we're looking at the records here. You've got $10 trillion of our goddamn wealth. And you're harboring some Rothschilds over there. Name them. You got 2 fucking days to get them. If that's how long it takes to get them on a plane and get their ass here. You better have them here. You got so much of our goddamn wealth, it'd probably have to be ship by ship. We'll give you that much time. And it better be here. If it isn't, I'm pushing that fucking button. You think I won't? Give me, just test me. Cause I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to make an example before people are gonna believe that I'll fucking do it. That I would do something like that. Push that button in a fucking second. Yeah, better this fucking planet not exist than it exists under a handful of fucking pedophilic, sick-minded monsters torturing the other human beings living on this planet. Better it not exist, in my opinion. And let them know it for sure. That's how you end it. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, it's time to start informing these people. Everybody who knows about the straw man that's listening to me, and you still think you are doing the right thing going out and voting, you're voting the straw man. You're not voting. You're not voting. You're not even a human being, okay? You're just giving them a signature. Acquiescing to your straw man. Your straw man is the one that's acquiescing to the goddamn tyranny that's being inflicted upon me, and I'm holding it against you. And that is The Word from the Trenches.